This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. In Seoul, Korea, Christians meet for prayer every morning of the year. Many churches open for communal prayer at 4 a.m. This practice began during the Korean War, when people recognized their need for the comfort of community. They wanted to be with their siblings in Christ before going to work in dangerous fields and factories. Praying together has great merit. Those of us who aren't in the habit of praying much at all don't even realize what we're missing out on. God had strong words for the Laodicean church that was out of step with the Spirit, a connection we cultivate through prayer. You say, "I am rich, I have everything I want, I don't need a thing," and you don't realize that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Prayer produces a spiritual awareness in us that gives us strength to withstand trials and primes us for discerning wisdom. After describing the famous armor of God, which empowers us to battle against the powers of darkness, Ephesians 6:18 says, "Pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." If you can't attend community prayer at 4 a.m. in person every day, commit to 10 minutes of prayer with two friends over the phone, a messaging app, or a text. Once you've cultivated the habit of communal prayer, you will begin to find ways to make space for it in your daily life. You won't want to miss it.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.